Halt. HALT. Could we already possess a wonderful tool for increasing effectiveness and averting disaster? Written by Christopher Boswell. Read by the author. Self-care is how you take your power back. Layla Delia. At some point along my journey, it became clear that most of the time, I operated on emotion. I'd grown up watching others engage emotionally. No other way was known. Then life began to educate me. One of the first things to go when operating out of this mindset is self-care. I can think of story after story, times when fuzzy-headed from emotional turmoil, decisions were made that cost me something. Sometimes the cost was trivial, other times it was and still is life-altering. Warning: the next paragraph contains some graphic descriptions of events. Once while on my way to work in Philadelphia, I was stuck in slow-moving traffic behind a semi-truck. Suddenly, I noticed a passenger door open on a car in front of me, next to the big rig. A young woman appeared from the back seat of a taxi cab, stepping into the roadway. What happened next is one thing to read a story about, it's a whole other thing to witness in person. The woman hurled herself under the semi-truck in front of me. She disappeared from my sight as I saw the semi lurch forward, then raise up and back down like it had hit a speed bump. The poor woman had timed it perfectly, ending her own life right there, one car length away from me. I think of her often, even though the event happened over 30 years ago. Her action set hundreds of other little events and emotional reactions into motion for many people. I was a stringer for a local newspaper at the time. Clearly, this was a news story. I struggled with the personal nature of it, and as a result, never took a picture, even though my gear was in the trunk. What had she been dealing with? Had she made a split-second decision in that very moment and acted? Or had her misery been ongoing, and it was all premeditated? Could the HALT method have saved her life? Sometimes you need to press pause to let everything sink in. Sebastian Vettel. The HALT method. It is an acronym for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. The method is widely used in self-help and recovery circles and suggests that when feeling ready to relapse, one should ask themselves a question before moving forward. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Or am I tired? When I first began using this suggestion nearly 20 years ago, I was astounded. My discovery, I was never just one of these things. When I had the presence to halt, most time I suffered from three or four of them. Let's drill down. Am I hungry? Obviously, we all need to eat. How long has it been since our last meal? This question could inform us to stop and get something to eat before endeavoring to take on any more actions or decision-making. Being in a state of hunger has many powerful effects on the brain. According to Megan Orner from theboganproject.org, although hunger is normally a feeling associated with the stomach, hunger also directly affects the brain in several ways. Due to the lack of essential nutrients, vitamins, protein, and minerals, severe and continuous hunger can inhibit the brain from developing cognitively, socially, and emotionally, all of which affect an individual's ability to read, concentrate, memorize, and even speak. Other key organs are also directly affected by hunger. Impaired vision and other eyesight issues result from a lack of vitamin A. The gums and teeth can become damaged due to a calcium deficiency. Possibly even worse is the effect that extreme hunger has on the immune system. If the immune system lacks basic vitamins, nutrients, and minerals, then it cannot properly defend the body against disease, which is why developing countries are constantly battling a variety of diseases. Could it be time for a snack? He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. A quote by Albert Einstein. Am I angry? This one can be a little more complex, and there's some good news. It's not wrong to be angry. According to Gunrund Zumberland, MFT, from healthpsych.com, but here is the bad news. Most of us had never learned how to express anger constructively. The way we express anger often takes hugely destructive forms. We either turn anger against ourselves or against others. Anger can range from criticizing and belittling to name-calling and physical violence. Anger can also be like a repeated tape loop. In that case, it's called resentment. Once back in junior high school, I was exercising using the pegboards mounted on the gym wall. It was snowing and cold outside, providing ammo for another teen to assemble a snowball, hurling it at my head. It hit the wall next to me, sending ice splinters into my face and eyes. Jumping down a bit angry, I ran over and began a confrontation, pushing him in the chest. He had been training as a boxer and was known to be a tough guy, getting in fights often. I was bigger than him physically and didn't care or feel fear. Without 1 ounce of hesitation and with lightning speed, he punched me right in the face. My lips split wide open and I knew immediately I needed medical attention. I was shuttled to the hospital and it took about 10 stitches to close the gash on my face and mouth. The scar is still visible to this day. Though he has since called and apologized, I could tell you countless stories far worse than this regarding damage done. A moment of anger, a reaction, and then also another reaction. Today I try to remember to breathe and pause before responding. I also practice the art of no response. This is new to me, and an article around it is in the works. Human freedom involves our capacity to pause, to choose the one response towards which we wish to throw our light. Rollo May. Am I lonely? A feeling of loneliness can lead to a myriad of other emotions. I'm more comfortable with being alone today, but at times in my younger days, this emotion could be overwhelming for me. According to PsychologyToday.com, not surprisingly, feelings of isolation can have a serious detrimental effect on one's mental and physical health. Loneliness can be a contributing factor to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, among other critical diseases. Lonely people are also twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. At the root, isolation compromises immunity, increases the production of stress hormones, is harmful to sleep, and impacts cognitive abilities. All of this feeds chronic inflammation, which lowers immunity to the degree that lonely people even suffer more from the common cold. Loneliness can be a chronic stress condition that ages the body and causes great damage to overall well-being. If you answer yes to yourself when asking this question, take action. Join a group, plant a tree, take a walk, get a dog, call a friend, or join Tinder and find a date. Am I tired? This one could be the easiest to remedy, except that it is not. Lack of rest can also cause a number of health risks. Once, on a long road trip, fatigue set in and I began to doze off at the wheel. With no suitable place, or so I thought, to pull over, I drove on. You guessed it, the next thing I knew, I woke up, still behind the wheel, completely stopped, still in my lane, right in the middle of the highway. The truck had slowed to a stop and somehow miraculously stayed within the confines of the road. Luckily, I was somewhere remote with almost no one around. I took action to get somewhere safe fast, taking a nap. Life can sometimes leave us feeling like we must do more. There are more screens to look at and communications to interact with than ever before. We are prompted to keep moving, answering all the demands, and get to the next place or thing fast. Maturity is shown by speaking up, making the decision to exercise self-care at the cost of all else. It may just save your life. Today I use this tool often. I just say out loud, "Okay, Chris, that's enough. Just halt." The question jolts me into a more aligned and calm state and changes my trajectory every time. Try it if you have not already. I know it will do the same for you. Okay, that's about 1,435 words out of me. Hopefully it has not been 1,000 too many. Cheers, Christopher. I hope you found some value in this article. If you did, please follow the links below for more of my recent work. Maybe another will resonate. Please also consider leaving a comment. I treasure your perception and feedback. Copyright and trademark, Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. When Christopher isn't writing from wherever, he can be found traveling or capturing photographs somewhere in the United States. He may be generating graphic design, building a website, processing images or video, flying his unmanned aerial vehicle, wrangling dogs, or backpacking and kayaking. He lives in Tacoma, Washington. We invite you to learn more about Christopher at realwindowcreative.com.